So, on that rather gloomy note, let's talk about state issues, some of which are pretty damn gloomy too, okay? Because this question that we've been talking about in terms of executive power, how do we limit Governor Ivey? It's amazing how SB 97, which I know we talked about, and I know last week we talked about it with Senator Elliott. SB 97 originally was drafted, and there were some criticisms of it, but the bottom line was it basically gave the governor a 14-day window to execute an emergency measures, okay? The bill has been watered down now to where it's 45 days with a 120-day extension if necessary. Yes, Lori's looking askance again.
You're talking about giving the authority to shut down,
right,
close down, mm-hmm, to do the safer at home or stay at home orders.
Yeah. Okay. So again, this is all framed against the coronavirus lockdowns, okay? Now we all know that there are times when you're going to have emergency shutdowns because of tornadoes, hurricanes, things like that, okay? But that's stuff that we can deal with. What we can't deal with is a public health, unelected public health official having the ability to declare an emergency and then the governor having to execute it.
This bill puts the power to the governor, the elected official, instead of the state health officer?
Yes, that's part of what they were trying to do. But in order to make this happen and make it substantive, they offered a 14-day window. And if that window passed, then they had to go back and get the authority from the legislators. Okay? Now, therein lies the problem, because they've watered it down
to 45 days now.
Yes, okay. And I think that this, again, demands our attention, so, you know, we're going to follow this on with commonsensecampaign.org. Please do that, okay? Here's another good one, though, HB 440. This is a bill that will replace Common Core. Go to Common Sense Campaign, do what you can do, but call not just your state representatives, okay? And again, we'll have a way to get in touch with all of your state reps. We want them to make sure that they put pressure on Terry Collins, who is the chair of the state, the House Education Committee, to get her to listen, have a hearing, listen to people, and then have a vote in committee that would bring this bill to the House for a vote. It's the first time that we've gotten a bill like this that's as close to getting out of the House. Okay, if we get a vote, we think we'll have it. HB 440, okay? Another bill that I think is important is SB 214. It's the gaming bill. Now, the gaming bill died in the Senate, okay? And Senator Elliott from here and Senator Sessions from Mobile voted against it. Senator Al Britton, who has a small section of North Baldwin in his district, and Senator Williams from Mobile voted for it. So our folks are split on it, okay? But the gaming bill has all sorts of problems, and I think Senator Elliott talked about this last week. Basically, what we would like to see was a clean lottery bill. Now, look, we can argue the merits of lottery or gambling, all like that. I got that. But in the end, let's just split these bills up so that we can have the people go to the have a referendum on lottery and gaming. Separate the stuff out. It makes a whole lot of sense. So that's what we're going to argue there, all right? And with 1 minute to go, Lordy, Lordy, this thing just goes so fast. Let me just take a minute to advertise a couple of things that are coming up with Common Sense. On March 27th at 4 p.m., at the Spanish Fort Container Park. And Lori, I'll send you the flyer when we get it out and you can post it. Congressman Mo Brooks has agreed to come and participate in what we are calling a Stand Up Alabama rally. If you all recall, we had a Stop the Steal rally back in December. Our estimates are we had close to 400 people there. So we are anticipating that this rally is going to be just as big, and I'm urging everyone to listen carefully. Lori will have this posted here. We're going to run a couple of ads in Lagniappe. Make sure people get the word out. This Congressman Mo Brooks is one of the leading conservative, you know, politicians in Alabama, and it has a nationwide audience. So we want to make sure that he is welcomed by us, because this business of standing up is part and parcel of fighting against the Biden socialist radical lefties that are out there. Second thing I want to just let everyone know is that we will have our annual and traditional Tax Day rally on Saturday, the 10th of April. Again, I'll get that information out here to Lori so you all will have it. We're still looking for where we're going to have it. It's either going to be at the Fowl River Community Center, which is where we normally have it,
mm-hmm.
or it's going to be at the Spanish Fort Container Park. Who we get to speak, we'll have to see. I tried to get Jerry Carl, but Jerry's going to be on the border in Mexico at that time, so we won't. But I think that's probably a better use of his time than just giving a talk to a group of people who are committed anyway. So we'll see how all this works out. But for all of you all out there, all I can say is, not only are these times that are extremely difficult, they are perilous, because this Constitution that we love and want to keep is under attack. And these radical leftists will stop at nothing. Led by George Soros and the rest of the crew, they want this country down and under. And unfortunately for them, people like you and me and others of like mind are saying not only no, but hell no. And we will be there to support all of you to make sure that these radical leftists do not win this fight. Thank you all for listening. Take care. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Lou. You've been listening to the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review, a paid-for program by Spriggs Enterprises, featuring the Shell gas stations in Daphne on Highways 90 and 98 and in Malbus on 181. This program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the station management. You can listen to the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review Mondays from 10:05 until 10:35. And if you miss it or you want to tell a friend, you can hear the program in its entirety later at our new website, wabf1480.com. That's wabf1480.com.